I went right in beginning this talk with Cookie about bedtime, Saturday the 14th, December 74. China went right about bedtime, beginning of this talk with Cookie, this Saturday the 14th of December 74. China went right in beginning of the talk with Cookie about bedtime, this Saturday the 14th of December 74. China went right in beginning of this talk with Cookie, this Saturday about bedtime, the 14th of December 74.
From.
I get blue in.
Well, sir, looks like that's sitting there ready for you.
Yeah, I get blue in.
You pulling up, and I asked him, I bought $300 for that rig, for the truck, maybe. And then I thought of this man that come see him over there and priced his stuff.
Oh?
Yes. And he give him a fair price, a moderate price. What'd you do, Cookie? It looked a little sour?
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Well?
Like a little more light?
No, I've got plenty of light. I don't like too much light.
I don't either.
Just next to my eyes.
Look, he looks a little sour.
Yeah.
I'd like to have been over there at that time and just seen that transaction.
Yeah.
Well, I had a coincidence to happen this afternoon. I tell you, I just can't figure it out. There was a businessman. I mean, a big businessman. Pulled up there to buy my buggy. I priced it to him. He said, well, Mr. Cook, you're not too high. He said, it's worth it. But he said, I just ain't got the money. And him driving an $8,000 truck and pulling a $4,000 trailer. He's got a feed store. And 19,000 head laying chickens. He said it's worth it, but I just ain't got the money.
And you think he'd tell the truth?
You want to know this, Cookie?
Yeah, I think he's telling me the truth. Really, I do.
Well, that's some mistake to be in the world to be in.
But he wanted that buggy.
He wanted it?
He wanted that buggy. All he was wanting me to do was say, I'll let you have it for so much down and so much a month. That's all he wanted me to do.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to do that.
Well, you can't do it right now, can you?
No, I ain't going to.
You never have done that. Well, you do on the...
Occasionally, but I ain't going to do that now. No. No way. I've sold everything I've got that away. But what's the use for me to do it? What's the use for me to sell that away?
Oh, you could still do it.
I could still sell everything I've got. So much down and so much a month.
But then you'd have to go after it the first of the month.
I'd have to run them down every month.
Oh, boy.
I ain't going to do that. I'm going to put it down on the ground and let them hit it around. When they buy it, they done bought the merchandise and don't come back to me.
Yeah. The transaction's over.
It's over with. And if I can't sell it that way, I'll just keep it.
I think that's the reason some of these fellas around town, like these appliance people, are kind of mean when they close a trade. They want to close it. And they don't want to ease up on anybody thinking, well, if you don't like this, you can come back. I've seen Val's close trades, and he's mean. I've seen him close them to good people, had the money.
Well, I put that horse and that buggy in the parade today, and they was old T-model trucks in the parade, but they looked at Rowdy and the buggy.
Yeah.
That's right.
How about that?
He was doing his thing.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Elephant, them horses like a parade.
Oh, Rowdy does, you know.
A little man loves that stuff. He just eats it up.
Yeah.
I had that big Mexican parade saddle on him, and he looked good.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah was riding him.
On a little man?
Little man. You remember that big Mexican?
Yeah. Yeah. I sure do.
Did I open that door?
No. No, I'm all right. Oh, I've had an awful hard day today. Awful bad day. Well, I've had three bad days and nights.
I don't mind the days so bad, but I hate to have them at night.
Oh, I tell you, night before last, well, it started Thursday night. I didn't sleep. Well, actually, it started Thursday morning. I got up feeling about Thursday morning. I worked on my buggy all day Thursday. What time I had some errands to run. I went to bed Thursday night. I rolled and tumbled all night long. When Helen called for us to come and get her Friday morning, I still hadn't been asleep. At 5:15 she called. I hadn't been asleep. Well, her Ann got up and went and got her. And between that time, I dozed off to sleep. And before they left to go to school at 8, about 10 minutes after 8, I was awake and up. Friday. I had a drug all through Friday. Last night I didn't sleep. Never went to sleep all night. Helen come in at 7 o'clock this morning, I was still awake. I laid there for a little while and got up and went in the living room, reared back in the chair and slept for 1 hour. One solid hour. And on top of that, now I took 2 sleeping pills before I went to bed last night. And at 2 o'clock, I got up and took 2 more, and I still didn't go to sleep. I've been hurting so bad through my chest, my legs, that I've been living on Imprim all 3 days. I've been living on it. What it is. is, and that it don't seem to be as anybody can find out.
Not your chest, it's your legs?
Chest and legs. Both. Right now, my legs just feel numb. I've got so many implants in me, but that's just the way they feel. Just feel numb.
And that's been going on since Thursday.
Thursday morning.
I just have a feeling maybe if you was in your truck cab, you'd just leave.
I just got a feeling that if I was out there on the road, in fact, the matter, I know. If I was out there on the road, hammering that road every minute I could stand it, I'd be a lot better off.
Let me tell you, Cookie.
I've got too much pressure on me when I'm around home.
I have so many little tedious things. That ain't even worth thinking about, and when I get tired, they sort of, you know how your mind will pick up tedious things?
They just pile up.
Yes.
That's just exactly the way I am. Every little thing that's caused me any problem, it comes right back there and starts piling up.
Yeah.
And the first thing you know, I'm ready to just blow the top of my head off. That's just the way I've been.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, it builds up and it gets you into a state. And you know, sometimes I get to the point where I just can't stand it around here. I go up there in JM Fields and walk around that burn shopping center.
That tears me up worse.
Well, I can stand it half an hour. There ain't anybody I want to see whenever I feel like that.
That's just me. There ain't nothing. I don't want to see nobody. I just want to get off. I just got to be by myself. And there ain't no better place than that right out there on the highway. I mean, meeting them.
Yeah.
And when you get too tired, you just sleep.
I just pull off. It don't make no difference. Noise don't bother me. When I'm out where I can, you know, just forget everything. You know good and well that when I can lay down and underneath a Therma King and it running and a roaring and a driving you nuts, and me, I can lay down and sleep like a baby.
Yeah,
I've done that.
Yeah. About 15 minutes will send me over the wall.
That's right. And I can lay there and sleep indifferent.
Yes.
And it could be that you're really not hurting as much because you just sort of built up a lot of stuff. You're hurting,
nerves.
Yes.
Nerves. It's my nerves. Just, that's what it is. It can't be nothing else. And I don't know, I worked on that buggy, I got it fixed, got it up looking good. Before I got it so near completion, you take Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Man, I worked on that thing and everything just went just right. I was all right. But when I got the near completion I got, well, the tighter I got. I don't know.
Yeah, and just on the face of it, they'd say, well, man's hard to please. Got this beautiful buggy and time to work on it and look what he's doing. Just making a problem of it all.
but I don't know.
You got them beautiful girls over there. All of them wait on him, you see. You'd think, well, how's a man get dissatisfied in a place like this?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't walk in and get sit down. Daddy, you want a cup of coffee?
I know, I just wait on you like slaves.
Yeah.
So have, proud to have you there.
Chop, they chop all the wood. Got me a big heating stove now. I can put logs in as big as that tea kettle.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll drive you out.
Oh, you really got one?
Yes, sir. It's about that big around. Sets up about that tall.
Burns wood.
Well, that wood cooking stove, you know, ain't bad.
No, but you see, the heat was too high on the cooking stove. On this heater, it's down low.
Yeah.
You can feel that thing full of lighter knots, and boy, you just gotta move back. That's all they are to it.
Well, now, you didn't buy that new one.
No, I traded for it. I ain't got a nickel in it.
I don't know where a fella could trade for something like that. Everybody's got one, wants to keep it.
Well, I traded for this one. I ain't got a nickel in it. I got a dollar and a quarter and an extra joint of pipe I had to buy.
Yeah.
That's it.
How far'd you have to go to find it?
Gainesville.
Just about everything in Gainesville if you just knock around, ain't it?
If you look at the right place. If you look in the right place, you can just about find it.
Yeah, so you got people coming to Gainesville, that's their headquarters from 5 counties.
Yeah. No, sir, I tell you what. Frank pulled a motor out of an old Mustang and then jumped the body out and left that motor sitting right there in my way. I've got nothing that it'll fit. I don't have no desire to ever have a Mustang. So I swapped that motor for that heating stove. And put it up in the place of the old cook stove, and we can stay warm now.
Put it in the place of the old cook stove.
That's right. I couldn't afford to have another flu bill.
Oh Lord, it's a shame. Old J.R. Mountain could put you a flu in there in an hour and a half.
Yeah, but I didn't have the money. When you ain't got but a dollar a bill in your pocket.
It don't. Huh?
When you ain't got but a $1 bill in your pocket, you can't do very much.
I know, but as things go, you see, he never charged. He's never a great charger, you see.
I know, but I want.
Well, he don't do it anymore.
No.
I want the cooking stove in the other end of the house anyway.
Well, you still got the cooking.
I still got the cooking stove.
Oh, you put it over on the other end of that same room?
That's right. I'm going to put it out there where on the porch I closed in the corner, and put my flue up through the ceiling and up the roof, and if push come to shove, by golly, we could cook, and we got two oil lamps, we could see, and my water's close enough to top of the ground to where you could dip it out with a teacup.
Well, now that's the thought.
Well, we'd better all be thinking that way.
You better believe it, because things are getting tight. When a man with a business like Jerry Bishop did tonight when he stopped in one of my buggies, says he ain't got the money to pay me $350 for a buggy. And him driving a $8,000 truck and a $4,000 trailer. And got a big feed business and 19,000 head of laying chickens, or something wrong. Money is tight. This thing, that man gathers and collects a little bit better than 18,000 eggs a day.
But then he got all that feed to go back in there.
That's right. But he's got a big feed store.
Well, that'll save him a little.
He's selling between 25 and 27 tons of feed a week. And him can't afford a buggy. Now, I tell you what, I just don't know. But Mr. Cook, he said, that's the truth. He said, I can't. He said, I just ain't got the money.
And he really wanted it.
He really wanted that buggy. But he buys everything he buys with the minimum down payment and so much a month. I bet you he's got a stack of payments that high every month.
And that's the way he keeps going.
That's the way he operates. Operates on the other man's money, I guess.
Yeah. Except the other man operates on his interest.
That's right.
About a cent and a half a month.
Or more.
What was the interest at the credit union, the last?
11%.
Well, that's a long ways back.
Yeah.
They're up to 18% now, don't you reckon?
I wouldn't doubt it. Still haven't got up that woman on that pinto horse. I'd like to sell her old Blue Bumpy. Because I know there's another one I want to go buy, but I can't. I mean, we can't buy this one until we sell something.
Well, you have to keep on the string. You got to sort of keep in touch with them, sort of dangle them a little bit along, and not let. If you let them get clear away, they'll forget about it.
Yeah.
But every time they see you, they'll start thinking about it again. Now I'm telling you that, but that's what I'd think.
You got to circulate. You got to stay in circulation all the time.
Yeah.
That people know you're on the move. Like Joe Mixon called me this afternoon, or this morning. said, I want you to haul a load of cows for me Monday morning. I said, okay. But he said, to verify that, he said, I'll call you tonight. I said, well, now you can call here. I might be here and I might not. Well, he said, that's right. He said, I'll call and leave word. I said, I might be here and I might not. That means Monday morning I've got to be in Williston, or in Raleigh rather, at 6:30.
But you won't get rich at them little short hauls.
I'll make $15. I'll clear $15. By 8 o'clock. By 8 o'clock, I'll clear $15.
Well?
Then, by being over there, circulating around, I might pick up another load out there someplace.
And he'll pay you?
Yes, sir. Of course, when I turn the cows in, I walk right around the office and get $20 on his, that's deducted from the cattle. He don't pay me, the livestock market pays me.
Oh.
Hmm. That's right.
I haven't been up to that livestock market. I haven't had the heart, really.
We're talking about livestock now. That little heifer that fella gave me, believe me, is really coming.
Yeah.
I got 50 pounds of calf starter and fed her that. 16% protein.
Yeah.
And buddy, listen, she is just kicking up her heels.
Yeah.
And to think of it, when I got her, I had to help her to get up. Off too high. I enjoy working with something when it'll do that. Really, I do.
Yes. Yes.
I like to have a trailer load like that.
Yes.
I started her on steer fattener tonight.
Got to fooling around there to where he got his head in Molly's bucket. And I thought she'd just put her ears back and stick her nose out and that'd be the end of that steer. But she didn't do a thing. She just put her head over and sort of looked down at him. And he's eating all her feed.
That would be the silly horse? They don't try to push each other away.
Just eat together.
His head just fits in the bucket and she can't get her nose in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she doesn't try to push him off. Darnest thing I ever saw.
Hmm.
His nose is bigger than hers. Once he gets it in there,
It's in.
It fits.
Yeah.
Nobody would believe that.
Now, the horses won't eat the cow feed, but the cows will eat horse feed.
Yeah.
They like them pellets.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one good thing about them pellets. You can't hardly overfeed a horse on them. Because actually, there ain't all that much grain in there. Most of it's hay.
Yeah, gets wet and starts falling?
Yeah.
And you don't know how much protein's in it.
Yeah, it tells you on the ticket what protein it is.
Well, no more than Faye gives the horse, it would have to be pretty heavy in protein to do much, make much difference.
Well, I'm feeding sweet feed. I think the feeding sweet feed and then what they can get will do them more good than as much good and go further. Because I paid $8.40 today for sweet feed.
That's what the pace tell it, 100 pounds.
Of course, they said it was going up again. I don't know. I may load my buggy up and bring it down here tomorrow and ride it around.
Just for a ride.
Yeah. It ain't too cold.
Well, do you ever see anything like it? Here we had one cold night. Well, we had several chilly ones, but that one frost, that's all we had. And now look at it. Look at it.
You know, I regret not getting a picture of that buggy before I started to work on it.
Yeah.
But I tell you, you can't think of everything. That's just the way my mind is now. He ain't got no mind.
You ain't by yourself.
I had thought about buying me a pair, or going trading for me another pair of horses, but shoot, I don't need no other pair of horses. I put the harness on a little man, he don't care, I'll just work him.
Sure.
He'll wear a saddle. And anything he'll wear a saddle, wear a harness. In time. Might take me 2 or 3 weeks to get him accustomed to it.
That long?
I can get the job done.
Take that long?
Yeah.
But he's never had a harness on.
Not until today.
Oh, I see.
Not until today.
How do you like it?
He didn't do nothing. He just walked off like Rowdy.
Well, I tell you, it's hard to remember all them sayings. How much those horses like a parade, Faye.
That's right.
Now, she had some of her chaps in town out here today. They played a few little pieces, and then they went out and had a sandwich. And then they took the Pinto mare out, and Faye remembered, and they brought the little Billy out.
Yeah.
Now, she hadn't been out. She hadn't been handled.
Uh-huh.
And she was just a little uncertain with all that crowd around. But look at her, it wouldn't take her long.
No, just another time or two and she'd be, it'll all be over.
All be over. And she just ready for him.
She'll join right in the crowd.
Yes, sir. Well, for one thing, the youngsters don't know how to handle her, don't know how to hold her.
Right.
They'll get to lead rope way out there at the end and give her all that slack, and she don't know what to do.
That's right.
Well, it takes a pretty, it takes a, yes, it, a child can't very well.
No.
You,
not until she gets accustomed to the halter and to what to do, till she knows what to do. Then after that, why a child could lead her.
Yeah.
How's Barbara making out?
Well, we don't see her much. She seems to be right busy.
Taking pictures.
Taking pictures.
Those horse shows. That's a lot of horses, Cookie. Take a picture, have a horse and a horse show. How about that?
Hmm.
And she gets orders.
And the order has to be accompanied by the money, she says.
Well, I don't know. We still need some pictures of them. Up in the country.
Yeah, that's a big thing we didn't get. Yeah, just a half a day would have helped a whole lot.
Sort of
spoiling to get back to West Virginia, maybe.
Hmm?
You
sort of
spoiling to get back to West Virginia.
I wish I could go.
Don't trouble up there ain't any more business changing hands up there than there is here.
Ain't as much.
Yeah.
Of course, now I'll tell you, I could get out and make a little, I mean, I could stir around. But.
You could also stir around and not get make any connections.
Right.
Up there?
Yeah.
I just going to what you said before, you know.
Yeah.
You'd go out and you thought sure you'd have a be able to haul that hay that fella up there. There you were with a truck.
Yeah. and he spent more for gasoline hauling it on his pickup than I'd have charged him to haul it all at one load.
That's the right thing.
I'd hauled it for him. I took it over for him for $15, see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of that,
is that
made three trips to get it.
Yeah. And that $15, counting all that labor, is $15 worth of labor in it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they figure it. Do I know that fella?
No.
That was, I don't know, some of that I think is just downright shabby. They just ain't going to put out the money.
Well, that wasn't him, it was his wife. She just, she's tight.
Yeah.
She's tight. But I'm damn sure going to tell her old molasses soured on me.
Oh, don't tell me.
I damn sure did. I'm going to tell her about that.
Well, I'll be done. And molasses were expensive this year, Faye.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh, just to mention the molasses, hot biscuits and molasses. Gosh.
Boy, I tell you. What are y'all going to do Christmas? Where you going? Knoxville? Next day?
I expect that's where I'll be.
You too?
I got to circulate, Cookie. I was going to circulate this fall, you see, and I came back down here, and Faye had the flu, and she didn't get over it for a long time. After she got the flu, she got the bursitis up here.
Yeah.
And she's just not getting over that the way she's doing anything. And I just been sort of treading water. I haven't accomplished anything around here.
Well, we're going to spend Christmas right over there in that little corner.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Yes, sir. I don't know a better place.
That is one day that I ain't gonna be aggravated by no damn body.
No telephone.
No telephone. And nobody.
Yes, sir.
That's a mighty pretty spot to spend it. I'm going to spend it over there if I have to spend it by myself.
I imagine you'll have a little company. Well, now, that's one thing that's been troubling you.
I've been too tight. I've been tied up too tight.
Yes. You see, you even hang around the damn telephone as much, you can't get over here.
That's right. I'm not, but...
Up until the last month or so, you've always got loose.
Yeah.
Well, it's been longer than that.
But, you see, I've just been too tight, been too close. I've had to be, because I've had to make every edge cut.
I try to.
I haven't done a very good job of it. But, I'm going to tell you, I just about come to the conclusion that, if they catch you, all right. they don't, well, there's another time.
Yes. Yeah, they'll try again.
So, I just got to break away. I just got to get broke away from it. That's all. I just got to break away from it.
I don't think that telephoning, Cookie, I don't think a fella can take too much of that. It's just about like going to JMV's.
You drive your buggy.
Yeah.
A man will say, well, now I'm going to call you at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, you don't do it.
All right, you sit there and you. 9 o'clock comes. 9:15 comes, no call. 9:30 comes, no call. Well, you're getting uptight by that time.
Yeah.
Getting madder than hell.
Yeah. You wonder what in the world happened to the old bugger.
Yeah. And then someone's supposed to call you at 10 o'clock. Well, you're going to run them together. All right. 10 o'clock comes, nobody calls, and you're damn sure tight then.
And it just slips up on you.
That's right, and you can't help it. Well, I better go up to poorhouse. Helen and them might be back. No, they done come back and they're going to work. They'd take her tonight because that nigger wasn't going to work. And, I better get on back up there.
Cookie, you never have done any business down there at that auto auction.
Mm-mm.
You never even buy on it.
Mm-mm.
So that must have been pretty desperate when you took that truck down there.
You better believe it was. I couldn't take their offer. I didn't take it. And I won't take it.
You gonna hold it?
I'm gonna hold it or get my money out of it.
And you think that's just reasonable amount?
That's right.
I thought these used cars were pretty high.
Well, you go to buy one, and it sure is.
You didn't go around that Chevrolet sale.
No. Had no desire to go around there. Because I knew I couldn't sell nothing. They had more. They got more now than they can sell.
And you didn't want to buy anything.
I'm not in the market to buy none. I got too many now.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't any use for me to go around because I don't know enough about the cars to know what I'm doing. But that big full-page ad they had sounded like business.
Well, I don't know. I can't hardly believe it.
They got too much money behind them?
I don't know whether they got too much money behind them or whether they're just trying to fool the public.
It's hard to find out.
It's hard to find out.
You could go up there and tell in 15 minutes. You could just sample the prices and all, and you know what the cars are worth, and you could tell what they were doing.
Yeah, I could tell. But I just didn't have no...
You didn't have a reason to.
No. Now, if my mind was settled, I'd enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd enjoy digging into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I mean, I've got so many things on my mind that I'm liable to goof up. But I don't know. I think everything will work out in a few days. I'm hoping anyway. Had some good offers, and I think just a few more days. Give them a little more time. I think they'll come around.
On the truck.
And the trailer.
You mean the big one?
No, the pickup and the big trailer.
And then you just build you another trailer? Buy another one? All right.
Yeah, or just quit.
I'd quit for a while.
Well, if you had some firm offers, that's something.
I have. I've got some firm offers. And they don't back up. Whenever they tell you something, well, these fellas don't back up. I mean, it's just that way. And I may let them go. But pick up in that trailer.
What's the best you can do on the trailer?
I still ain't going to take less than 15. Since I took the tires off of it.
How close you come?
$100.
And that's not so much down and so much a month.
No. That's it, right there. That's cash.
I'd be tempted. And that gets you out of all this jam.
And I've, price truck for 15 and been offered 12.5.
You gonna hold out?
I'm gonna hold out. Cause I put 4 new tires on. I'm gonna hold out on the money.
Oh, you did. You can't get another one like it.
I know it. I realize that.
Well, if you get your money out of the trailer, Cookie, you're over the hump, aren't you?
Well, just about.
But you owe a little bit something on the trailer.
I owe $800 on the trailer.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do, I'd like to let them both go and get start the new year with a clean slate, everything.
You'd be able to pick up what you wanted for little nothing if you had a clean slate.
I'll tell you what, if I had a clean slate, I could take that one-ton truck out there and put my sideboards on it and fix me a good sliding tailgate. And everybody that I haul cattle for has got a loading chute.
Yeah.
Be no problem.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no problem. Or I've got all I need to build me another trailer is another piece of angle iron 16 feet long. Got all the material to build another trailer. Tongue pull trailer, but that's what it started with.
You got the roof?
Well, I have to buy. I mean, I don't have to have a roof.
Yeah. No, you don't have to. But you would.
I'd put one on it. Eventually. But I'd build it up there 6 foot and start hauling cattle in the open. Everybody else does. So would.
Cookie, how did you get a hold of that Buck Mountain information to start with?
From the market bulletin? Up to Dad's?
West Virginia?
Yeah.
He advertised it?
Yes, sir.
You never did report the booger. I don't guess it.
What the hell is it that?
Not doing any good.
Well, I'm not doing any good.
And you don't know whether you ever let him go or not?
I don't know.
No way of finding out.
I don't care. Because I ain't going back in there to find out.
What was that close to?
Sutton.
That was the closest bank.
Yeah.
In case you wanted to cash a check or anything.
Ooh. Easy dilly.
You had all the credentials.
Yeah.
All the credentials.
You didn't have a trailer double decked.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
Oh, could you?
Yeah. Me and Dad worked a half a day on that trailer double decking it.
Oh, how did you do it?
Put 2x6s across it and nail plywood on top of it.
Yeah. And that those sides is strong enough to hold up to 2x6s.
Yeah.
What holds the 2x6s in place?
The plywood.
Yeah.
When you nail a plywood to it, it can't go no place. It
can't go no place. Simple enough. You have plywood up there?
Yeah.
Well, that takes several sheets.
It takes 2.5 long, and it takes 1.5. It takes 1, 2, 3. It takes 4 sheets of plywood.
4 sheets?
4 sheets of plywood.
To double deck it?
Yes, sir.
You mean two? Two is all that'll go across,
yeah.
Wide?
No, it'll only go 1.5 wide. It's 4 feet wide. Plywood is.
Yeah.
My trailer's 6 feet wide.
Oh.
You take one sheet and split it right down the middle.
Yeah.
And in the front, you lay one sheet down and a half. And you go back there and you lay another sheet down and a half. And you go back in the back and you lay a half a sheet down and a half a sheet down, and you've got your trailer double decked. 20 feet long.
20 feet long.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done.
Well, I've got to go.
Okay.
See you all.
Well, good night.
Good night. I'll probably be around tomorrow if I can have it.
Okay.
All right. Sound one right. And the end of this talk with Cookie about bedtime this Saturday, the 14th of December, 74. Channel 1 right around 1400. And the end of this talk with Cookie this Saturday night around bedtime, the 14th of December, 74. Channel 1 right around 1500. And the end of this talk with Cookie about bedtime this Saturday, the 14th of December, 74. This is still Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right. This is still Channel 1 Right. And I'm going to transcribe a talk from the telephone. I transcribe a talk from the telephone. I don't have the day yet. And I don't know just what the subject is until I get on to it.
Is all that you're talking about, Mr. Cook?
Oh, it's weather.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's been hard for man to live the last couple of days.
You noticed it?
Oh, have I? I've had two of the most miserable days I've had in a long, long time.
Well, you know, it's got me stove up. I can't walk.
Well?
I mean, it generally hits me in the back. This time it hits me in the knee.
Sure enough.
Oh, it does. I can't sit down. I can't get up.
I'm telling you the truth, it's just been miserable for me. I don't care how many fans you got going, you can't get enough air stirring.
No, it's not the fans. I thought I had this air conditioning here, and I thought I could go in there every now and then and dry out, you see. But it got me anyhow.
It's not air conditioning. It don't do me no good.
Yeah. Well, I figured if a fella could get his breath every now and then, it would help.
Yeah.
But then it got me in this knee.
Well,
So it held you down. It held you down. You haven't got. Have you got? How'd you get home that night?
Oh, I made it home all right. Yeah.
You gonna have to do anything to it?
Oh, gee, I've got that thing talking to me now, guy.
What'd you do to it?
Put a set of plug wires in it.
Uh-huh.
That's all I've done to it.
Yeah.
Put a battery in it. Crank it right on up.
Yeah.
It runs beautiful.
Well, that's it just needs a little touching up.
That's right, it runs beautiful.
I tried to get the fellow to tune it over here, you see. You say you put the plug wires?
Put plug wires and plugs in it.
Yeah. And he wouldn't do it. I tried to get him to do it. And I was going to pay for it, but he wouldn't do it. I think he's tired working on it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know who worked on it last, but they didn't tighten the spark plugs up in it.
Is that right?
That's right. You can take them out with your fingers.
Well, I'll be doing it.
Yes, sir. You can take them out with your fingers.
Well, no wonder it wouldn't run.
And, it finally cranked up, you know, after we got going down there.
Yeah.
And, but it didn't run right. Just Buck jumped along.
That's right. Buck and jumped along.
That's right. Well, I brought it up here and, coming up, I immediately found out, what was wrong with it. And I came up here, and the next morning I went and got me a set of plug wires, and put on it, and a new battery, and it just runs beautiful.
Well, that's there you are. Hell, that car, Cookie, with you there to look after it, that thing'll hold up forever.
That's right. That's right. Of course not. It used a little bit of oil. I realize that, but my gosh, it ain't all that bad.
Well, you first time you get around to it, see, you can take the head off and take care of that.
Oh yeah. I bought a new battery. Bought a lifetime battery for it.
Yeah.
Of course, they cost you some money, but you just get what you pay for.
Yeah.
I bought a new battery costing $35.
Yeah.
I got the plugs and the point. The plugs and plug wires cost me $12.
Yeah.
That's all it's costing.
Yeah.
I got it talking my way now.
Well, it'll keep on talking your way.
That's right.
It'll
that's
hold right. up.
Yeah,
and if she says it fits her better than any car she ever drove.
Well,
she sits up there where you can see out.
Yeah.
And it just handles so easy, you know. Or it just handles beautiful.
Oh, yeah. So
that oughta hold you a long time, Cookie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what. Why don't you get out there, guy, and run around the barn about a dozen times and limber that knee up and get your other pair of pants and let's go to Mama's.
You on the way?
I'm going to leave this afternoon.
God, I wish I could go.
Well, why can't you?
Well, let me tell you, exercising this knee don't help it.
Well, what does help it?
Staying off of it.
Well, you can sit right here in the truck and ride.
I can't sit.
Mama's gonna be disappointed.
Ain't that awful? No, it won't set. And I get out in this humidity, and I'm afraid it'd make it worse.
Well, I tell you what. After I get when I'm going up there, you know.
Yeah.
After I get to the edge, well, between the middle of Georgia.
Yeah.
And on up in South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's just like going in a different world.
Yeah, yes, you can breathe better.
You can breathe better, and I mean, I don't have very little pain in my body.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it'll help you too.
Well, no, it just might do it.
It will. It will absolutely. It'll just relieve you, that's all.
Yeah.
It's just this atmosphere down here that's causing it all.
Yeah, and it's going to last. It's going to this atmosphere down here is going to last another month or so.
That's right. And I tell you what, you go up there, and I mean, hell on can even feel a little different.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel like a different person.
Yeah. I've been what you hauling?
I'm going in Georgia and pick up one horse, and that's it.
Yeah. And then just bring a load back.
If I can find something.
Yeah.
If I can't, well, I'll load up with nothing and come back.
You got rid of your tractor.
Oh, did I ever make it on that thing?
Yeah.
I more than doubled my money on that thing, guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He gave you what you, he met your price.
He met my price. Sure did.
I'm done.
He sure did. He met my price.
Yeah.
Didn't stutter.
Uh-huh. No argument.
No argument at all.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad to hear it.
I really made the hit there.
Yeah, he probably glad to get it.
He was, because he can't find them.
Yeah.
He can't find tractors of no kind. That wasn't what he wanted. He wanted one with a 3-point hitch, but he can't find them.
Yeah. Well, how'd you find that?
Well, you see, back here about 2 months ago, I moved some horses up to West Virginia for this fella.
Oh, I see.
And he told me, he said, one of these days, he said, when you're coming, I want you to bring my tractor.
Oh, I see.
Well, I knew I was going to go in the near future here, so I went down and picked it up to take it up there.
Yeah.
And he happened to be there.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, he says, that old tractor ain't worth moving hardly. He says, what do you give me for it? I said, well, you just tell me the least dollar you'll take for it. Maybe I can buy it. Well, sir, he said, I can't take less than $200 for it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to buy it.
Yeah, huh? You just paid him off?
I just paid him off.
Yeah.
And I come on up here and I didn't unload it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't unload it on my truck.
Yeah.
This man come and looked at it on my truck. I listened to it run. Well, he said, I'm just bringing it on down. He said, I'm just going to do some trading with you.
And it's still on your truck?
It was still on my truck. He had never drove it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, there you are.
So you just got to be at the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when do you think you're going to feel like being able to go? I can't go without you. Now, Mama's just, he's just all fixed up.
Cookie, this, last night I kept a little heat on this, this knee.
Yeah.
And, it feels better this morning.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, when I get these things, they sort of hang on. They don't just go away. And I'm just sort of afraid that, afraid to get in circulation, with it. I'm subject to rheumatism in damp weather, you see. That goes way back, oh Lord, when I was 20 years old.
Well, I tell you what, I still think, by gosh, if you'd get on up the road here about a couple hundred miles, it'd start feeling better.
It might do it.
I'm telling you, it will.
Yeah.
I know. You know how Helen's leg bothers her?
Yes.
She can get up there to South Carolina, and it just wipes out.
I'll be darned. I'll be darned. So how do you know?
But if it don't, well, you can grunt up there as well as you can grunt down here.
That's right. Yeah.
So, just get your other pair of pants put together, and heck, far, I get lost for about a week.
Yeah, that do me good.
It'll do you more good than anything else.
Just get lost.
That's the word. Just get lost. Let me tell you, Cookie, let me knock around a little bit this morning and see what it looks like. I don't want to hold you up, but I'll...
You ain't going to hold me up. I mean, I ain't got no deadline to meet.
Yeah. Because it's, where it was yesterday, I couldn't travel. Now it's a little better this morning. Just give me a little while and I'll knock around and see what it's going to do.
Well, I'll be down there after a while. I won't come down and look about my horses.
Okay.
And, that's what my plans are.
All right.
And heck, I don't have to leave today. I can leave in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, I can leave in the morning. It don't make any difference to me.
Yeah.
But Mama's done got our beds already fixed.
That's it.
Yeah.
Except you can't treat it. You can't treat as well on the weekend as you can during the week.
No, but that's all right. I can trade when I get there, because I got traders up there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I'll get in touch with you after a while.
All right.
Okay, then.
Today to read.
Now that's a curious thing. That's an old tape. That's back before my first visit with Cookie to West Virginia. That, I guess that'd be in August, wouldn't it? August, July, and August. That's he just took Faye's Olds and remodeled it, and now he's proposing to get off and get hid for a week, and Mama's expecting this back in August or July, 74. Now, here's another one. It's a little later. I'll have to see when it is.
Sound like something going on over there.
Yeah, a little bit.
I hear things.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's nothing like a holiday for the young generation, is it?
That's right. That's right.
I'm just going to tell you, I think Don is coming over today and with his little family, and he is a pretty good lawyer, you know, and businessman.
Yeah.
And if you think of anything you could talk to him about, he'd be available to you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you wanted to come over, I could let you know. He hadn't got here yet.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know, Guy. I took my truck down there and was going to sell it last night, but shoot, they wanted to steal it.
Yeah?
$520.
Oh, don't tell me. That's as high as it went?
That's right.
And you had to get $1,000 for it?
That's right. And I wouldn't sell it.
Well, you couldn't afford to.
Well, I know.
Well, what in the world, Cookie? They know machinery down there.
I bet you just thought they were going to get to steal it.
I'll be damned.
Thought because I was an individual coming in there, see, that I had to sell, and I'd just take whatever I was offered. Well, by damn, I showed them.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing about it. You don't have to take what they offer.
That's right. You don't have to take it.
I'll be damned.
So, left them standing there with their teeth in their mouth.
You know, this boy has been in business, this Wayne fellow, Wayne Otto, he's been in business, so got contacts, and he knows everybody in Ocala.
Uh-huh.
He's lived there a long time. His family lived there.
Yeah.
Now, he would be one little outlet you got.
Well, he was down there last night.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, but I was making so many contacts trying to get sold out, you know, before the sale, and during the sale, I was still trying to sell, you know.
Sure.
And he was, that's the first auction he's ever at, and he was kind of enthused, and he was taking everything in, but I couldn't keep up with him, and he couldn't keep up with me. So,
Well, you know, it's amazing how little these fellows have seen, ain't it?
Ain't that the truth? That is the truth.
Yeah.
It's amazing what they missed.
Yes, and it's been true of all of them that you've run into out here.
That's right. That's right. Ain't none of them been around.
The only thing Rick knew about was Winn-Dixie.
That's right. That's right. How to house Bush Grocery.
That's right. And be the stock boy.
That's right.
And the bag boy.
Yeah.
He grew up as a bag boy, you see.
Yeah, yeah. But I just don't know what other contacts I'm going to make. I've got it in the back of my mind. I'm thinking all the time. And I just don't know what I'm going to do. I got a couple leads on borrowing money to get out of this mess, but I don't know whether it's going to materialize or not.
I'm going to tell you, Cody, now that little truck you've got, what you ought to be able to do is to turn it over to somebody as sort of collateral, let them keep it there for, and just give you $1,000 on it or whatever you've got to have. And then whenever you get your money, you can go back and get it if you want it.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do, but I can't get nobody to, I can't even get the banks to loan me money on it.
Yeah.
I just ain't made the right contacts, I don't guess. They say their money's too tight.
Yeah. They don't want to, they're afraid to, well, that's what makes it tight.
Yeah. They're afraid to turn it loose. I mean, these banks is what's doing it. I don't know why, but I've offered this little car and this pickup too. I mean, for collateral for $1,500, and I can't get it.
Just put them both in.
That's right. That's right. Because once I get this off my mind where I can go, I can. There ain't no question about paying it.
Yeah.
Because I'll make the money.
Well, now, you made a little something on that trip to Miami, but it wasn't big money.
No, but it helps.
Well, it gives you something to work on.
That's right. It gives me operating money.
Yeah.
And I've got to run to Mars or Sebring, which is, I'm debating on whether to take it or not on account of trying to get out and locate this other money.
Yeah.
I may send my truck and trailer and let them go ahead and take the cattle down there and me stay here and operate. Try to operate.
No, don't you let anybody get your machinery.
Well,
I'm against it. You know what they can do to it.
Oh, yeah. But if I could get in with somebody that had some connections with these banks, why, where I could borrow the money on just a short time. I mean, I can make it. There ain't no question about that. I'll make it.
Let me tell you, Don knows all about a lot about the money market. Why don't, if he comes in, why don't you slip over here for a few minutes?
Well, I'm anticipating. I'm going to be over there. I've got some more work to do on my trailer. I'm going to be over there later on today.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be over there working.
Well, now, they'll be here a while this afternoon. They won't be here all day.
Uh-huh.
All right. When you get over there and he comes, I'll just breeze down there and tell you.
Well, it might be where I can't break loose right then. You know, I'm going to be doing a little painting. And, I'll get there as quick as I can.
Well, let me tell you, Boogie. He's one of the best.
Yeah. But there ain't one thing that'll do me any good now, and that's money.
Right.
I mean, it went that far. Money is all going to do me any good. And I have exhausted just about every effort on getting it. I just don't know what else to do.
You're going to have to pay in produce.
That's right.
Tell him you'll bring him some potatoes out of the garden.
Well.
Okay.
I'll be down there after a while, and it'll probably be early afternoon before I get there, because I want to stay here with Helen and the kids a little while.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because, you know, the day's their day, too.
That's their day.
And Helen's cooking dinner, and we're going to eat dinner at home, and that's it.
Well, I was just thinking if you slipped over here just a few minutes, you could see him. That's all I had in mind.
Uh-huh. But,
okay.
I had planned on coming down there and working on my trailer after lunch.
Right on.
Okay.
Now, this was Thanksgiving. This was Thanksgiving. This was Thanksgiving. This was Thanksgiving. This was Thanksgiving morning, about 10:30. Thanksgiving, this Thursday, Thanksgiving morning, the 20-something of 28th of November, 74. I called Cookie to check on whether or not he got in with the boy or not, whether he sold his car last night at that mechanics auction in Ocala, and just to keep in touch with him and tell him Don was coming up, and I didn't have any notion at all that he would talk to Don.